Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let's go ahead. We got a lot of things to do here. Let's go ahead and check out the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, more problems for Santa Rosa developer Kip Walker as he continues to go around the state and local regulations at construction sites near Milton. FDEP ordering Walker to pay almost $200,000 for developing along Damon Drive in Avalon Beach. Recently, he was taken into custody for additional environmental violations. The new charges stem from violations committed in March at sites along Santa Monica Street between North 17th and North 18th Avenues.
And the waiting game is over for the city of Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves now wants a definitive answer from Escambia County on whether they are going to be a part of the Baptist Hospital demolition and revitalization project. Reeves said if Escambia doesn't take up the issue at next Thursday's August 7th meeting, the city and Baptist Hospital will just have to go back to the drawing board.
All right, here's number three. More Lakeview Center employees have been arrested for not reporting alleged child abuse. PPD arresting 27-year-old Jessica Ryder, 40-year-old Ashley Melanie. On Thursday, both have been charged with one count of failure to report child abuse. Their arrests originate from team manager Denise Webb's alleged child abuse arrest just last month.
All right. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, not too much to report on. Still got more congestion on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp than I would expect to have this time any other afternoon. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar temperature-wise as what we saw this afternoon. High of 92, low of 77. That's because of rainfall chances increasing, and they're going to get a little bit higher on Sunday, and the high is going to lessen as a result. Sunday's high only sitting at around 89 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Dr. Francis Herbold, a Pensacola surgeon, has been sentenced to 8 years in prison after he was found guilty of raping a woman in Walton County. Circuit Court Judge J. Ryan Love sentenced him on Thursday to prison, followed by 3 years of sex offender probation.
And Pensacola police say that missing 71-year-old Dennis Jolly was safely located last night. You may have heard news about this because he was missing for several days. Police had been looking for him since he disappeared from the Baptist ER on last Friday, July 25th. He has medical conditions, including dementia, which put him at high risk. He was transported to Baptist Hospital for evaluation.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida is honoring the late wrestling icon Hulk Hogan today. If you're wondering why the flags are flying at half staff, there you go. Tom Grant explains.
Flags at the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee are at half staff in honor of the Hulkster, as Governor Ron DeSantis declares August 1st, Hulk Hogan Day in the state. For decades, Hogan traveled the country and globe, entertaining wrestling fans with his larger-than-life persona. But outside the ring, he called Clearwater, Florida, his home. Last month, paramedics were called to the 71-year-old's house over reports he was suffering from cardiac arrest. A medical examiner released a report Thursday concluding Hogan died from a heart attack. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And a video recorded at Florida State University getting attention in Washington, D.C. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Senator Ashley Moody reacted to the video yesterday. It shows a woman saying, F Israel, free Palestine, and then shoving a Jewish student. FSU says the woman is now banned from campus and FSU police are investigating. Bondi says her office is investigating as well and that anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Florida or anywhere else. Moody says anti-Semitism has no place on our college campuses.
You know, and we've been talking about Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday rolled out today. It'll be continuing through the 31st. You'll save a lot of money on paying sales tax. But also starting today, National Hurricane Center forecasters saying you can save on hurricane supplies. Earlier this year, Florida eliminated the two-week disaster preparedness tax holiday. Now, as an alternative, a permanent ban on sales taxes for select hurricane supplies is now underway.
And a five-month-old baby boy dead after being attacked by the family dog in Volusia County. Sheriff Mike Chitwood says the parents of baby Carter left the child in the care of his great-grandmother and great-aunt while they went out to dinner to celebrate the mother's 21st birthday. Chitwood says the great-aunt let her three dogs out of their cage after putting the baby down to sleep in the bedroom. Moments later, she found the 130-pound Great Dane Husky mix next to the bleeding baby. The dog is with animal care, and an investigation is underway.
618, News Radio 92.3. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend has been transferred out of a prison in Tallahassee, moved her over to a federal prison in Bryan, Texas. Jessica Rosenthal, all over this story today.
No explanation was given for this transfer, though it comes just days after Ghislaine Maxwell spoke to Justice Department Attorney Todd Blanche. He said she answered all of his questions. Maxwell's been subpoenaed to testify before the House Oversight Committee, and while she said she'd do it only if she gets immunity or a pardon, that request was denied by the committee. Questions resurfaced after Attorney General Pam Bondi said they wouldn't be releasing any more files relating to the Epstein matter. President Trump said this past week he stopped associating with Epstein and kicked him out of his club after Epstein repeatedly poached his female spa staff at Mar-a-Lago over 20 years ago. The president also said he never traveled to Epstein's island. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a Miami pastor accused of running a fraud scheme targeting immigrants. That's something else happening in Florida today. Authorities say Pastor Nelson Ochoa Vasquez and his associate Ismer Gonzalez claim to be immigration attorneys, although neither one of them are licensed to practice law in the Sunshine State. They're accused of collecting over $20,000 from more than a dozen victims without providing any services. Charges include organized fraud, of course, and practicing law without a license.
A number of county sheriffs here in Florida aren't happy campers today, as federal immigration authorities are trying to recruit their deputies to come to work for them. Well, I tell you, that could be a contentious affair there to figure that one out. Eben Brown has the report from Miami on News Radio 92.3.
Florida sheriffs are feeling a little betrayed by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement now that the agency sent out tens of thousands of emails to their deputies in a poaching attempt.
Somebody in Washington needs to lose their job over this because this is ridiculous.
Wayne Ivey is the sheriff in Brevard County, Florida, the Melbourne area. He says Florida sheriffs have been the most proactive in helping ICE agents do their jobs. Now the agency is trying to lure their deputies with promises of recruiting bonuses worth $50,000.
What the hell were you thinking? Why would you go after those that are trying to help you?
ICE has yet to comment. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories right here on this Friday evening edition of News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
There's one question every couple needs to answer. What if something happens to us? Kids, a house, a life you've built, but no estate plan? That's a risk you don't want to take. With Trust and Will, it's fast, secure, and easy to protect what matters most. Start your plan today at trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO to save 20%. Check it off your list. One less thing to worry about. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. See website for details.
Trust and Will.
Owning a home is the American dream, but today's economy is challenging. Have you fallen behind on your mortgage payments? Many homeowners facing financial difficulty often feel lost and don't know where to turn for help. The airwaves are filled with offers of fast and simple relief. However, many find these offers often lead to damaged credit, higher debt, and ultimately the loss of one's home. If it seems like there's no way out, know there is legitimate help available. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling is a nonprofit organization that has provided answers and concrete solutions to consumers in situations just like yours for more than 60 years. Our certified housing specialists will work with you to review your finances and create a custom plan that's right for your specific situation. NFCC member agencies provide free and affordable help and meet U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development standards. Call 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3, a lot of sunshine, warm temps, not a bad afternoon at all. Hope you're having a good time. Thanks a lot for having us on. New economic numbers are released as President Trump's tariffs go into effect today. Mark Meredith reports from the White House.
The new government data out today shows the unemployment rate still above, just above 4%. Those numbers not up sharply from the month prior, where we saw more jobs added, 73,000 in the last month, still fewer than what economists were expecting. Most of the jobs added in healthcare as well as social services, another 12,000 jobs lost in the government, 84,000 government jobs lost since January. Overnight, the president issuing new tariff rates on a slew of countries ranging from 10 to 40%. The tariffs going into effect in less than a week. Democrats jumping all over this latest tariff plan, writing, Trump loves to brag about making deals. You would think he actually knows how to make one. Instead, Trump has spent 6 months dragging the country into his chaotic and reckless trade war.
Okay, 6:25, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, checking out that beautiful weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, looking at the roads here first, the last major spot we were dealing with was on I-10. If you were traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, there's still a little bit of backups there, but it is subsiding. However, we do now have congestion increasing on Highway 90. This is going to be near East Spencerfield Road in Pace. Be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Highs are going to start creeping down over the next several days because of some pretty heavy rainfall chances. Tomorrow's high is 92. Sunday's only 89.
All right, a lot of pop-up showers a possibility this weekend. Not a major issue with dominating rainfall. Temps pretty good here, a little high up in the 90s or so. But if you go into the northeast, there the temps are cooling down. And again, temperatures rising here in the south. Adam Klotz has more on the report from News Radio 92.3.
Heat alerts remain in effect across the deep south, where it'll feel like 105 to 110 degrees from eastern Texas through the lower Mississippi Valley. Along the I-95 corridor, conditions have improved after Thursday's storms. Skies will be clearing and no widespread flood risk is expected, despite light showers lingering. A much cooler air mass is settling in across the northern plains and upper Midwest, where highs will be 10 to 15 degrees below average through the weekend. And on the west coast, gusty winds and low humidity are keeping fire danger elevated across parts of Northern California and Oregon. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And President Trump says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to reposition in response to inflammatory statements from Moscow. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said he made the decision after former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called Trump's new deadline for Russia to agree to end the fighting with Ukraine an additional step towards war.
Okay, members of Congress debating ways to potentially ban lawmakers from trading stocks. 92% of people that they've surveyed so far say they think it should not be legal to do that.
Right.
Here's Ryan Schmeltz with more details from Capitol Hill.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he spoke with President Trump about not supporting a bill proposed by fellow Republican Josh Hawley that would ban senators and House members from trading stocks. Scott claims it would target the current president as well.
Why would we give the Democrats another opportunity to attack the president? That's exactly what this bill was done.
After being criticized in a Truth Social posting, Senator Hawley says he spoke with President Trump, telling him the bill would exempt the current administration and not take effect until a new one takes over in 2029. Several bills have been introduced on a bipartisan basis to ban the practice of those in office trading stocks. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Senate Republicans are rejecting an attempt by Democrats to block President Trump from using the luxury jet that was given to the U.S. by Qatar. The Senate Appropriations Committee yesterday voted down party lines against the amendment to the annual defense spending bill. The amendment would block funds used for the transfer of a presidential transport aircraft that has been under foreign registry to a non-governmental entity.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Well, they lit the candle down at the Cape earlier today. New crew members for the International Space Station now en route to the orbiting outpost aboard a SpaceX capsule. Evan Brown, down in Miami with this report.
A day after storm clouds forced a call off, SpaceX launched its Dragon capsule named Endeavour from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
2-1, mission. Mission's full power and liftoff. Go Thomas, go NASA, go through 11.
Carrying two U.S. astronauts, one Japanese astronaut, and one Russian cosmonaut to the International Space Station. They'll arrive there early Saturday. It's the 11th time SpaceX has ferried astronauts for its NASA contract. The capsule performed with no problems and its Falcon 9 rocket's first stage landing gracefully back at the Florida coast.
And thanks for flying SpaceX.
In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Illinois is the first state in the nation to require mental health screenings for students. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill that offers free screening tools to public schools. The new measure requires all school districts to offer mental health screenings to students enrolled in grades 3 through 12 at least once a year, beginning with the 2027-28 school year.
No more PBS, no more NRP, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting shutting down operations, all after a loss of federal funding.
My goodness.
Christian Goodwin. Following this story.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which finances NPR and PBS, revealing the majority of its staff positions will end on September 30th with a small transition team working through January to ensure an orderly closeout of operations. The move follows the passage of a Senate bill to pull $1.1 billion in federal funding that was already allocated to the CPB. Patricia Harrison, the president and CEO of CPB, saying in a statement, "Public media has been one of the most trusted institutions in American life, providing educational opportunity, emergency alerts, civil discourse, and cultural connection to every corner of the country." Adding, "We are deeply grateful to our partners across the system for their resilience, leadership, and unwavering dedication." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A lot of excitement around Scenic Highway. Jupiter Bach unveiling its new multi-million dollar Pensacola facility. They did this, they had the grand opening on Thursday. The manufacturer of wind turbine covers, they spent about $4.2 million building that new building. So there you go. Good stuff for them. Okay, we'll talk some sports coming up at about 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. I'm Tom Rigotti. A seat is opening up on the Federal Reserve Board at a time when President Trump is highly critical of the central bank's monetary policy. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
Federal Reserve Governor Adriana Kugler is stepping down next week, creating a key vacancy on the powerful Federal Reserve Board that will be filled by President Trump.
I'm very happy about that.
The president has harshly criticized the Fed and Chairman Jerome Powell for not lowering a key interest rate.
President Trump is firing a federal government official after a weaker-than-expected jobs report.
The major revisions in the jobs report have caught the eye of the president. He has now fired the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the head of that department, who was a Biden appointee from 2023.
The report saw the biggest two-month downward revision in hiring since March 2021, a year into the COVID-19 pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Vibe Irie. An innovative and multifaceted reggae party band from Pensacola, they play an electric selection of reggae, calypso, and trop rock hits, as well as original songs. So come on out and enjoy Bands on the Beach this Tuesday. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
And more problems for Santa Rosa developer Kip Walker as he continues to go around state and local regulations at construction sites near Milton. FDEP ordered Walker to pay almost $200,000 for developing along Damon Drive in Avalon Beach. Recently, he was taken into custody for additional environmental violations. The new charges stem from violations committed in March at sites along Santa Monica Street between North 17th and North 18th Avenues.
Okay, number two, the waiting game is over for the city of Pensacola. Definitive Yay. Statement there. Mayor Reeves now wants an answer from Escambia County on whether they're going to be a part of the Baptist Hospital demolition and revitalization project. Well, Reeves says if Escambia doesn't take up the issue at next Thursday, that's August 7th meeting, the City and Baptist Hospital will have to go back to the drawing board.
Honestly, I'm behind that move. We've been talking about that for way too long. And more Lakeview Center employees have been arrested for not reporting alleged child abuse. PPD arrested 27-year-old Jessica Ryder and 40-year-old Ashley Malloy on Thursday. Both have been charged with one count of failure to report the abuse. Their arrests originate from team manager Denise Webb's alleged child abuse arrest. That happened last month.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, here's one that we're following really close for you. Pensacola's deal to purchase the old Escambia Medical Center on Palafox Street for $1.2 million installed. That is an eyesore, period. It really is. Yeah. The proposed deal was to buy the building and two adjacent parcels of land. City saying Real Business Consultants, they are the seller, by the way, rescinded the offer after refusing to meet certain terms of that contract.
All right. And Lulu's has landed at Gulf Shores International. Lucy Buffett's coastal restaurant is opening a new store inside the terminal. And yes, Lucy is Jimmy Buffett's sister. The new store is part of the airport's broader plans to meet rising travel demand following the recent launch of Allegiant Air Service. And when you're waiting to board, grab a bite, sip something cold, and remember, no flip-flops are required. Chris, you seem to be a happy camper about that.
Because that line is in there. No flip-flops required. I thought I'd throw that in there, you know.
Excellent.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
He keeps raking.
Down a fly ball. This carries back. It keeps carrying back. It is gone! Cal Raleigh with a rainmaker just over
Seattle's Cal Raleigh with his MLB-leading 42nd home run on Root Sports Northwest. Raleigh now holds the record for home runs by a switch-hitting catcher. The Mariners beat the Rangers 6-0. Now, the Braves outlasted the Reds 12-11 in 10 innings, but it was a crazy, crazy game. The game was tied at 3 in the 8th inning. The Braves, they scored 8 runs. Then Cincinnati with 8 straight hits, they scored 8 runs. A wild, wild game there. Meanwhile, in New York, the Yankees winning their third straight game. They beat the Rays 7-4. Now, all of this happening on trade deadline day. 35 trades in all, 50 over 2 days. In fact, in the middle of a Yankees game, shortstop Jose Caballero got traded from the Rays to, you guessed it, the Yankees. Caballero, he's tied for the MLB lead in stolen bases. San Diego Padres burned up the phone lines. They made some several key acquisitions. They got first baseman Ryan O'Hearn and outfielder Ramon Laureano from the Orioles. They also got closer Mason Millen and starter J.P. Sears from the Athletics. And they picked up a catcher from the Royals, Freddie Fermin. All-star Carlos Correa headed back to Houston. He waived his no-trade clause with the Twins. Also back, football. The Chargers roll over the Lions 34-7 in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. And from the NFL, what would it be without a wide receiver unhappy? Terry McLaurin, he wants a new deal with the Commanders. Otherwise, he wants a trade, and he has requested one. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports Podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the NFL is reportedly agreeing to a $1 billion deal with ESPN for media assets. That's according to The Athletic. They say that an official announcement from Disney is expected sometime next week. The deal will see the NFL's popular Red Zone programming move over to ESPN, and the Sports Network will also have access to the NFL Network, as well as 7 more regular season games. The NFL will receive equity in ESPN in return.
Okay, here's one for you. Less than 24 hours after Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin asked out of Washington, another NFL star is requesting a trade. Joe Morgan, he's in with the details.
Two-time All-Pro pass rusher Micah Parsons has submitted a trade request to the Cowboys, Parsons said in a lengthy social media post on Friday. Parsons showed up to training camp despite not having a new deal in place, but the four-time Pro Bowler said the Cowboys have not had a single conversation with his agent about a contract. Parsons wrote in part, quote, "Unfortunately, I no longer want to be here," adding, quote, "I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and my teammates." In his 4 NFL seasons, Parsons has been dominant, recording 52.5 sacks as he prepares to enter the 5th and final year of his rookie deal. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the mascot for the NHL, Seattle Kraken, was chased by a grizzly bear while shooting a promotional video. Kraken forward John Hayden and the mascot named Bowie were in a river fishing when a grizzly entered the water on the other side of the river. A video posted to X showed them walking away from the bear, but the bear followed and began to chase them before it turned away. They got safely to the other side of the river, luckily.
My question to you is, yes. Was he in his outfit, in the mascot outfit?
Oh, yeah.
On the river fishing. In that big outfit.
It was supposed to be a promotional video, so yeah.
Okay.
If I felt I had to run, I'm not fast anyway. I would be stripping that off and just hauling it.
You would not outrun the bear. I want to tell you that
But I would want as good of chances as possible.
Give it a shot, right?
Maybe I'll wear the mascot stuff for as much protection as possible.
There you go. Hey, President Trump's fitness test is back. We're liking this after a 12-year pause. Fox Business Network's Max Gordon has the report.
Tell your kids to start training now. President Trump is bringing the presidential fitness test back to public schools. The details about what'll be in this iteration of the fitness test aren't out yet, but traditionally it's been a combination of running, push-ups, sit-ups, and pull-ups. The test dates back to 1956 with the Eisenhower administration and was aimed at encouraging American kids to get fitter. In 2013, President Obama did away with the presidential fitness test, replacing it with the Presidential Youth Fitness Program, which focused more on overall health. But now Trump is bringing the test back, saying he wants to build a nation of strong, proud, unstoppable young Americans. In Santa Monica, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gretsch with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. Well, it seems like we're headed for some showdowns in the NFL. Terry McLaurin in Washington has requested a trade. Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati has requested a trade. And Micah Parsons in Dallas has requested a trade. Will all three of these guys remain in their locations? I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see how each individual organization positions this with the player and then their teammates. This is Gretsch.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done, fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size, fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
This is my college campus.
Correct, but I see you're on IKEA.com ordering some college items.
My daughter's room is pretty bare. We need a lamp, some comfy pillows, her favorite stuffy.
Dad!
With pickup options, we've got what you need to conveniently order IKEA. Literally anywhere.
Sweet, more time for gaming.
And studying. Wait, where are you going now?
Have to show the Ultimate Frisbee team how easy it is to order from IKEA. Get IKEA whenever, wherever, however you want. Choose from thousands of pickup locations, affordable delivery options, and more.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, an unfortunate, I should say, a health diagnosis for a major pop star. We're talking Justin Timberlake here.
Right.
Really concerns. He just did a major, he was on tour for over a year, and he just wrapped that up. Monica DeLuca is in with the report on News Radio 92.3.
Justin Timberlake sharing a statement with fans online that he recently found out he has Lyme disease, saying in part, quote, "When I first got the diagnosis, I was shocked for sure, but at least I could understand why I would be on stage and in a massive amount of nerve pain, or just feeling crazy fatigue or sickness." The Grammy winner has been on his Forget Tomorrow World Tour since April 2024 and performed his final show Wednesday in Istanbul. The 44-year-old singer says he decided to share the news, quote, "Not so you feel bad for me, but to shed some light on what I've been up against behind the scenes." His wife, actress Jessica Biel, shared his statement to her Instagram as well. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And a new baby in Ohio is breaking a record. Born from an embryo that's been frozen for more than 30 years, Thaddeus Pierce was born Saturday after a procedure at a fertility clinic in Tennessee. His mother told the MIT Technology Review, "It's like something from a sci-fi movie." The embryo was one of four created in 1994.
With the new school year just around the corner, public health officials are demanding that parents get their kids vaccinated. Here's Steve Harrigan.
As the country sees its worst year for measles in decades, vaccination rates are once again declining. According to federal health data, 92.5% of kindergartners received the required measles, mumps, and rubella shot last school year. That's down about 0.2% from the year before. The number of children exempt from vaccine requirements also reached an all-time high of about 4% last year. According to the CDC, every state allows exemptions for children with certain medical conditions that prevent them from getting shots. Most will also consider religious reasons.
All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on. We still do have a little bit of congestion on Highway 90 near East Spencerfield Road in Pace. But outside of that, there's not much that should be holding you up at this time. As for your local weather, 91 degrees, low of 79 tonight. We're going to see rainfall chances increase over the next several days heading into your next work week. Saturday's high currently expected to be 92. Sunday's going to drop a little bit, 89.
Alrighty, well, parts of the upper Midwest are reporting some of the worst air quality in the world. This is due to smoke from ongoing Canadian wildfires. Jeff Manasso has more from Chicago.
The sun here in Chicago clouded by a thick haze as Canadian wildfire smoke returns, along with unhealthy air quality alerts in effect for all of Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan, along with parts of Indiana, Nebraska, and Missouri, with air quality expected to get worse across 12 upper Midwest states through mid-weekend from wildfires in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba that have burned all summer. Public health officials recommending that people with medical conditions, older adults, children, and teens avoid strenuous outdoor activities, keep time outside short, and move activities indoors until the smoke clears. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
The latest job report left a lot to be desired. Daria Albinger explains why.
The July job report was weak all the way around. Job creation was lower in most sectors, with just 73,000 new positions created last month. That's way down from the 110,000 that economists were estimating. Unemployment nationally ticked up to 4.2%. Add to that the June job creation, which had been reported at 147,000 new positions. It was revised downward a lot, to just over 14,000. The question now, is this the start of a trend or is it a one-off? We often see the job report a little lower in July as teens begin to quit their summer jobs and as they prepare to go back to school. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. A jury in Miami has determined that Tesla should be held at least partly liable for a fatal 2019 autopilot crash and must compensate the family of the deceased and an injured survivor damages of $329 million. The payout includes $129 million in compensatory damages and $200 million in punitive damages against Tesla. President Trump today firing the Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner hours after the agency reported job growth in the U.S. has slowed to a near halt. In a Truth Social post, Trump accused BLS Commissioner Erica Meckentarfer of being a political appointee who was manipulating jobs data. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street to close out the week, with the three major averages losing anywhere from 1.2 to 2.2%. Crude oil futures for September currently down 2.8% above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, and President Trump has reportedly fired the Labor Department statistics chief after a weak jobs report. We told you about that report just a moment ago, and Trump's making the rounds for this one. Not only did the report fall well below expectations for job additions, but it also revised the May and June numbers downward by more than 200,000 jobs combined. Trump took to social media and implied that the labor statistics chief, Erica Meckentarfer, manipulated the data for political purposes and ordered the Biden appointee to be gone.
The makers of ChatGPT now have a new tool for students intended to not make them reliant on artificial intelligence or AI.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Brown has this report on News Radio 92.3.
School starts again in the coming weeks, and ChatGPT's creators, OpenAI, now have a new feature they hope will enable students to use the artificial intelligence as a way to learn, not as a way to have a machine do their schoolwork. They call it study mode, and it attempts to help students develop critical thinking by asking the students questions to test their understanding of the subject matter. And if students don't engage, the AI won't continue with their queries or instructions. Study mode in ChatGPT is rolling out in all free and paid tiers of the service. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Nintendo is raising prices for models of its original Switch console. Of course it is. The video game giant made the announcement Friday, citing market conditions as the alleged reason for the increases. The original Nintendo Switch will cost $340 starting Sunday. That's up from just $300. Meanwhile, the Switch Lite and Switch OLED model are seeing increases of $30 and $50 respectively.
6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. One of the biggest esports fighting competitions starting today and running through the weekend, actually Sunday. They're doing this in Vegas. Eamon Digman has the details.
The Evolution Championship Series, a.k.a. EVO 2025, starts today. In 2024, the fighting tournament became the largest in esports history. This year, the organizers expect 60 countries to be represented and tens of thousands of attendees. The top games include Street Fighter VI, Mortal Kombat 1, and Tekken 8, just some of the 14 competitions that gamers will play. Esports tournaments are usually like arena sports events, but also like a comic convention, with attendees dressing up like their favorite characters, new game announcements, and other side attractions. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
There you go. The U.S. is imposing tariffs on nearly all countries that don't already have trade agreements. Jenny Casola is all over this report.
New tariff rates have been set for dozens of countries to take effect on August 7th. Tariffs on Canada have been set at 35%. The White House cites Canada's failure to help curb illicit drug imports to the U.S. Switzerland will be required to pay a 39% tariff. Serbia and Iraq will be charged 35%. Countries with U.S. trade surplus will pay 10%. Mexico and the U.S. have agreed to a 90-day extension. The U.S. and China are discussing a possible extension to a tentative deal that expires in mid-August. The U.S. has reached some trade deals, including with South Korea, the European Union, and Japan. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
6:52 as I speak. Time for one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of the 6 o'clock hour, but also this potentially rainy weekend right here on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
.655, hands up, Pensacola, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is in the building. He's got the traffic and weather updates for us this afternoon.
Yep, that's my thing. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, we only had some minor issues this hour. If you were traveling on Highway 90 near East Spencer Field Road, there was some minor issues there, but it was never too severe, and it looks like it is slowly but surely starting to break up, so hopefully there's not much holding you up at this time outside of perhaps that. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 79 this evening. Saturday and Sunday, going to see the high start to trickle down a little bit, and that's going to be a trend over the next several days as rainfall chances increase. Saturday sitting at a high of 92. Sunday sitting at a high of just 89.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, heavy metal mockumentary icon Spinal Tap drops a new record with the help of a legend. They somehow got Elton John to help them out on this thing. Here's Michelle Polino.
Spinal Tap have joined forces with Elton John for a new version of their classic track Stonehenge, out today with a brand new music video. The song is part of the soundtrack album for the upcoming mockumentary Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, set for release September 12th to coincide with the film's theatrical debut. The album includes 9 new songs and 4 reimagined favorites with guest appearances from Paul McCartney, Garth Brooks, and Trisha Yearwood. The sequel picks up 41 years after the original 1984 film, as David St. Hubbins, Nigel Tufnell, and Derek Smalls reluctantly reunite for one final concert. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And actor Gary Busey pleading guilty to criminal sexual contact in connection to an incident at a New Jersey convention 3 years ago. Appearing virtually at a hearing in Camden County Superior Court yesterday, the 81-year-old admitted to groping a woman at the Doubletree Hotel in Cherry Hill in August of 2022. 2 women alleged Busey touched him inappropriately during a meet and greet at the Monster Mania Con. The Malibu, California resident told the judge it was not an accidental touching. He was booked as a guest at the horror-themed convention.
Yeah, Cherry Hill's right there in Philadelphia. Right across the river type thing from them. So it's a Philly incident with Gary.
It says he faces 1 to 5 years of probation and fines under the plea deal.
Okay, a Massachusetts suspect is hospitalized after leading police on a chase with, are you ready what his getaway vehicle is?
What's that?
A garbage truck.
What?
Here's Tom Graham.
An erratic high-speed chase on Massachusetts roads ended with the suspect crashing a stolen garbage truck on a bridge in Everett, north of Boston. Investigators say they received a pair of reports about suspect Admilson Viscano acting strangely and shoplifting at 2 separate convenience stores. The 33-year-old then fled in his SUV but wrecked it. He then began darting through traffic, attempting to hijack another vehicle. He ultimately ended up behind the wheel of a trash truck before quickly crashing it as well. Police say an officer shot Viscano after he forced a truck driver out of the vehicle. He remains hospitalized. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And a teaser for Spider-Man Brand New Day has been released. It shows a close-up of Tom Holland's new suit that he will wear in the film. The 4th installment in the Tom Holland-led Spider-Man franchise will hit theaters on July 31st of next year, and it was released in celebration of National Spider-Man Day, which just so happens to fall on August 1st.
Well, Kamala Harris is out there schlopping her new book, 107, begging people to finally read this thing. Former Vice President Harris just won't say who's leading the Democratic Party as of today.
That's, I mean, I get why she wouldn't want to pin that on somebody, but at the same time, I think it's a symbol of the lack of order.
I think it's a loaded question. Ryan Schmelz has the details.
As Democrats try to find their footing ahead of the 2026 midterms and after a disappointing 2024 election cycle that left Republicans with control of the White House and Congress, Vice President Kamala Harris says she doesn't believe the leader and future of the party should be on one person right now.
I think it is a mistake for us who want to figure out how to get out and through this and get out of it, to put it on the shoulders of any one person. It's really on all of our shoulders.
Those comments made during an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The former vice president this week announced she would not be running for governor of California. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Yeah, Gutfeld from Fox is going to be on The Colbert Show this next week. That's going to be something to watch.
The Late Show or The Tonight Show?
The Tonight Show. You're right. Correct. It's
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon, right. He's going to be doing that show. Nice correction. Okay, Pensacola back in action. The Wahoos already... Game 3 underway right now over there on Main Street.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.